Half a century ago, I was an actor touring in rep. One of the plays was The Birthday Party by Harold Pinter. Wherever we played, after almost every performance, someone asked, "What was that all about?" Or more like, "What the hell was that?" I'd answer that it's a play about a nerdy guy living with some old folks. A gangster and a goon show up and destroy him. That's what happens. What that means, I don't know. I was playing the gangster. Even a Pinter play that seems relatively straightforward, at least in the plot, what happens often becomes surreal. Betrayal, now on Broadway, presents a straightforward plot, only backwards. When the play begins, two ex-lovers, Jerry, played by Charlie Cox, and Emma, played by Zawe Ashton, reminisce. We feel not much heartbreak between them, maybe a heart twitch, and then each scene thereafter jumps back a year or more, all the way back to the beginning of the affair. Tom Hiddleston plays the husband, Robert, best friend of Jerry. What's extraordinary about the play, directed by Jamie Lloyd, is one is never quite certain what the cuckolded husband knows or when he knows. And even though we know from the first scene that the marriage endures, that the consequences of the affair might have been violent, but we know that the triangle lives. Not happily ever after, but lives. And yet, as the story unfolds in Hiddleston's Robert, we can sense the menace that's characterized so many of Pinter's plays. In none of the scenes does the triangle interact. Each of the scenes is one-to-one. Lover and wife, wife and husband, husband and the friend who's betraying him. And in each of the scenes, the third player is always a presence on the stage, meandering or even lurking in the empty space on the stage. Actors shift two chairs around. That's the scenery. A turntable sometimes whirls the scenery, feeling that time is passing backwards, and walls also shift in and out as if the emotions of the threesome at any moment might crush them. Betrayal was a hit in London and is now a hit in New York. I'm Michael Bourne.